Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Joe Barker is our guest, our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, outstanding futurist, one of the greats of our time, author of a number of books, including Future Edge, including Five Regions of the Future, including Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. That's my Joel Barker Bible right there. Joel, thanks again for being here. JoelBarker.com, folks. Be sure to check that out, and you can see his writings there. You'll thank me later, I promise you. Joel,
my pleasure. I want to say one thing. I think everybody of your listeners should be reading The Third Ingredient as well. I read it and thought it was a great book, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you, Joel. I appreciate that very much. So folks, as you know, Joel brings us what's coming at us from the future. We can go back and document so many things that he told us about, warned us about in some cases, and that have come to pass, and they're now ubiquitous. They're now in the mainstream. And one of them is graphene, for example. But so today, this segment, we're talking about a couple of different things. The first one is this desalinization, the new way to think about desalinization. They're using the waste product to they're reusing, I should say, the waste product. It reminds me of the people I know who are in the pork business. They say they keep everything but the squeal. You know, that's what it sounds like. That's what they're doing with this desalinization.
Well, and also the reason I picked this is because it reflects something that you say constantly, which is things that look like a problem can be turned into an opportunity
right. If
you just keep your mind open. And one of the things with desalinization is that it produces a brine, a really intensely thick salt material, because if you've taken the salt out of the water that you're going to drink, you've got to put it somewhere. And what they were doing was taking the brine and running in basically a tube and running it down to the bottom of the ocean and letting it spread out. Well, that wasn't good for the ecosystem, so we have a problem. Then MIT said, you know what? That brine, if we treat it properly, can produce chemicals that we use all the time and pay money for, and we could get it for free, basically. That is, we could sell it to the people who want it, and that's what's going on. They're producing a chemical of sodium hydroxide. By the way, it's commonly known as caustic soda, and it's used in a lot of chemistry, a lot of industrial uses. Instead of sending it to the bottom of the ocean, all of a sudden you're sending it to a place where they can use it.
See, I call that the Oreo solution. The people who make Oreos, they had all these crushed, broken pieces of Oreos that they used to just throw away. Then somebody said, why don't we bag them up and sell them to McDonald's? They can put it on ice cream and turn it into a McFlurry. And so that's what they've done.
That's great.
I call that the Oreo solution.
And here I thought McDonald's was buying the whole ones and crushing them, breaking them up.
Well, that's the story I'm sticking to, Joel.
I like it. And it does reflect on the fact that when you let somebody from a different point of view take a look at your waste,
right.
They may very well say, well, wait a minute here, that could be used for, and all of a sudden they're telling you profitable uses and ecologically profitable uses of things that were a risk to the environment.
Well, as a golfer, you've ridden on pavement around golf courses that was created by little bitty chips of tires, used old tires that they turned into pavement.
Yep.
Tires that were a real ecological nightmare became a valuable product.
Except for one thing, we produce 300 million used tires a year in America alone, and we haven't used them up.
I know.
We need to find another use for them.
We need to use that stuff more often. All right, let's move over. Yeah. So, folks, that's the desalinization news, and we'll keep you posted on that. So let's move over. And this next one is very exciting because it's a way of using sound to convert heat into cooling.
I'm going to actually read from the article just to listen to this language, because this sounds like it's impossible. The THEAC, that's a THEAC, AC stands for air conditioning at the end, and the first is thermal acoustic air conditioning system. Okay, listen to this. Uses no mechanical moving parts, no refrigerant, no CO2, no precious metals or materials, Instead, it uses argon gas, which is plentiful and has zero global warming potential,
right,
and is totally sustainable, relying solely on the energy of incoming heat to produce cold. That sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy.
That's like somebody selling us something here, Jim. We better be careful about this.
But that's
actually in production.
The harmonics, though, that's what's making it, isn't it? Isn't it the way,
yes,
the way they're using? Talk about that. Explain that.
Well, I'm going to explain it two ways. What they're doing is using heat to create acoustical waves, and then the acoustical waves get converted into cold. Now, here's the way that works, but I'll tell you the way the space shuttle did it. Space shuttle had a loudspeaker. It sent loud noise inside a closed column, a cylinder. If you think about acoustical waves, there's a loud point and there's a quiet point, and a loud point, mm-hmm, and a quiet point, and a loud, right? And what it did is it had a special valve that every time the loud part got to the end of the column, the valve opened a door and let that wave through and then closed really quickly so that the bottom side of the wave could not get into the next section of the column.
Huh.
So we've compressed the air with those acoustical,
right,
waves. So inside the next column, pressure is building up, right? Because we were captured the high pressure of the sound.
So think about this, folks. Think about a almost energy-free cooling system. And what I loved about the article, Joel, was this is something glassblowers have known about for a couple hundred years.
Yes, yes. Now, just one last point. You let that compressed air go, it cools off, and that's your refrigeration.
Yeah. Yeah. So, folks, we're going to be following this for you, and you'll be looking for it, too. I bet you'll read about it next week somewhere. Tintail, right back with Joel Barker. We're going to talk about something different, a plane, a special plane, after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.